It's very embarrassing question.
When asked if he is married yet, Muhammad Yahya Abdul Radu breaks out in laughter. As a journalist, he says he does not make enough money to support a wife. He says women who are married are getting needier in terms of wanting commercial products like the latest cell phone, while still wanting traditional rules to be applied.
Here, a marriage is not only a contractual relationship between two people. It's rather between two families, if not two tribes. So if you are marrying a Mauritanian woman, you have to put in your consideration that you are obliged by traditions to satisfy all the desires of her family.
He says this explains why many men are asking for divorce. He says in the city where people have more expensive needs, it becomes much harder to take care of an extended group. Newspapers in Mauritania have been full of stories recently about evidence of rising divorce rates. Nouakchott University English professor Syed Oud Said is one man who recently divorced. He said first traditional rules applied, whereby he had to write a letter to his former wife's family. To make matters less complicated, he says, it is better not to blame the wife.
If this is A is reason, I will put the blame on B. And then I will have to put that letter in an envelope and put some money with it. Depends on how much I can provide. For example, as a middle class, at least should not be less than 60,000, maybe 70, say $400. Even if she was the reason of this failure of my marriage, I have to pay her for that failure too. So you see how great that women are doing here?
Then he said he had to abide by new divorce laws, which he feels are also geared against men.
Now, there's the money that is dictated by the law. Now, because of the new regulation and what they call this family code, now, if you divorce, you have to pay very expensive. He has to pay money, he has to take care of his children, and maybe he has to sacrifice even his house. There is no relationship, but because you are my former wife and I have divorced you, I have to leave the house for you. And I am the man who has to go with my suitcase and leave everything in my house for you and the children. I have to be a refugee somewhere else.
He says outside bigger cities, women are often forced to marry when they are teenagers, to become a second, third, or fourth wife, or become victims of beatings at the hands of their husbands. He says in rural areas, women definitely get the worst end of marriage. But he says in Nouakchott, it really does feel like men are at a disadvantage. Radoud says he once met a man who decided it was time for men to fight for their rights.
Last year, while I was roaming in the city, I came across a man sweating, and he seems to be so tired. And he was carrying a lot of papers. He asked me, please, are you a journalist? I told him, yes, of course. I told him, please, what's up? He told me, I've been trying to pass an authorization of an association which is defending the men's rights. And finally, I got it. So
the man then explained he needed publicity.
I asked him, please, what are the main reasons behind this? He told me, first of all, I was sent out of my house. My wife and her mother insisted on me to go out of the house and leave my house to the wife. So, and at the same time, many other men like me also had the same fate. So, I said, now it's time to defend ourselves. And he said that, yes, by the way, while he was trying to get the authorization, some women in the ministry blocked his file. So he spent about 5 months trying to get the receipt or the agreement. And finally, he could go to it.
A writer who is hosting this living room gripe about women, internet blogger and social critic Abbas Braham, says he is also very afraid of getting married.
Personally, this is the sole thing that makes me abstinent from marriage, because I know that women are funny, but once you married them, they are not. I would like to say that the social norms are very sympathizing with women. When man goes out with a woman for date, it is only he who spend money concerning coffee, concerning anything. It will be shameful indeed for a woman to spend on men, even if she gets bigger salary than him. And it would be even shameful that a woman spend on her house while she has a husband. Her money is ginormous, reserved for her own habits. So this will be very prejudicial against men, economically. So insofar as this is concerned, I abstain. I am afraid indeed of marriage. And when I think of marriage, I think of it in a very rational way.
But the three men say they all still hope to find a woman who will love them for who they are, and not for what they can bring financially. They also say they hope that groups defending men's, or for that matter, even women's rights, will one day not be needed anymore. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.